You see, in these last days, one of the greatest gifts of the Holy Ghost that we need is the spirit of discernment. See, no matter how you are prayerful, if you are not discerning enough, the Bible says even the elect shall be deceived. When the devil will enter your territory and take your life, you will not know. Something from somewhere that you did not know will just hold your life strong. You will try to be free from it. You can never, because you lack sensitivity. What has happened to many spiritual people today? It's not because they are not spiritual. In fact, it's not because they are not studying the Bible. We have many Bible study scholars. Bible scholars who are not sensitive. The thing is all about intellectual accomplishment. There is a point you will get in life as you are getting, as you are growing spiritual, that you need sensitivity. If you don't have to dream until you, before you know what God is saying. If only dream is what you are using to communicate with God, in the day when God will not speak, what will be your case? You need another dimension. If only speaking is a pathway to freedom, that means there is nothing like the gift of knowledge or the discerning spirit. Because even the devil can sit with you and eat. I hope you know. Some of you need to be attacked and you rise up. And some of the bad things you are seeing is that God is trying to tell you to wake up. That there is more to this thing you are doing. You have to permit some dangerous things. So you wake up in the night. You wake up in the night. Jesus, the next thing that comes out of your heart is the last time you did like that, you have to do it. You have to permit that bad thing so that you will get serious with your prayer life. Sometimes you permit the spirit to come and press your neck so that you know that it's not about sleeping. The kingdom of God is not just in wealth, but of power. How do we have that power? It is only ascension by prayer and by the word of God. Many of us think those things are just words that will not entice us. So we speak here, you will not relax at all. When was the last time you listened to a message and pray with it? You just listen to a message and not say thank you, Jesus. You think it's not here? Go and listen to the story of this man. You have been listening to men. You go on TikTok, go on like Facebook. You listen to how many things you will not pray with it. And if you don't even ginger in your brain, you just slap and snap. This one's here. This one's here. There is more. A lot of things is coming. See, when God needs you and you are not here, you are gone. Something that will take you 2 years, it will not take you like 10 years. The Bible you are reading today, it was a mortal man like you that the Holy Spirit gave inspiration to. If you believe that you carry the image of God, you can also track the dimension of God in your life, and men can study the God inside of you.